N. If I'm not home in 2 months, I'm dead. Her mother's warning haunted her as N. Selter lugged her leather trunk down the bridge leading off the ship, filling her with an inescapable sense of dread. If I'm not home in 2 months, I'm dead. It had been 4. For the first time in 15 days, N stepped onto dry land. Her balance veered from side to side, as if she expected the grey cobblestones to tilt like the sea, and she white-knuckled the pier's railing to compose herself. If the ground weren't so littered with cigar butts and grime, she might have kissed it. 2 weeks battling seasickness on a floating monstrosity could do that to a lady. A woman shoved past her, not noticing N's petite frame. The force of it nearly knocked N over. She glared at the woman's ostentatiously feathered hat as it disappeared into the crowds. Humph, she thought. A lady shouldn't rush. Barely 5 seconds in the so-called City of Sin, and already people were rude. As more passengers disembarked from the ship, the crowds around the customs tables swelled with hundreds of people, hollering and waving passports, and jostling each other in an effort to reach the front of the lines. Most were young men, probably visiting New Rains to sample its famous casinos and nightlife. But the number of families present surprised her. This city was no place for children. And, she reminded herself, staring up at the sinister smog-stained sky, it was no place for her either. As N joined the queues, she dug through her belongings for her tourist documents. Her purse was stuffed, her passport, a handful of ginger snap cookies left over from last night's dinner, and a copy of The City of Sin, a guidebook, where to go and where not to. As she fished out her papers, something fell and clinked when it hit the ground. Her token. She scooped it up and clutched it to her chest. Her mother, Lourdes, had given her this token. It was 2 inches long and gilded, with an Old Faith symbol of an eye etched on one side, and a cameo of a past queen on the other. The Miser Kings had used these tokens as party invitations. It was probably illegal to own it. Any remnants from before the revolution, 25 years ago, had been destroyed, just like the misers themselves. But N couldn't bring herself to throw away something so rare and precious. She tucked it safely back into her pocket. With nothing to do but wait, N pulled out her guidebook and compared its cover to the city in front of her. The photograph of Lackluster Casino matched the stories of New Rains: red lights that flashed without flame, women of loose morals dancing on street corners in sparkling, skin-tight corsets, gambling den owners beckoning passers-by with seedy smiles, and the allure of fast fortune. But neither the stories nor the cover bore any resemblance to the city before her. From what she could see, New Rains was a wasteland of metal and white stone. The factories in the distance glinted as if coated in liquid steel, and the clouds were so black she swore the rain would fall dark as coal. Panic seized her as she examined the skyline, white and jagged as teeth. All you know are stories, N told herself. And not all stories are true.
Next,
called the man at the customs table, and N hurried to his desk. He snatched the papers from her hands.
Ariane Abacus Salter.
She cringed at the sound of her full name. No one called her that but her teachers. The man wore round spectacles rimmed in faux gold, making his eyes appear magnified as they travelled from her face and slithered down her body.
A Salter, eh? Then you're a dancer.
By the way he said dancer, drawing out the S sound and licking his lips, N knew he wasn't picturing her ballet at finishing school. Her cheeks reddened. City of Sin, indeed. She was not that kind of dancer. She was a lady. He glanced back at her paperwork.
From Bellamy, 17 years old. You know, you hardly look 17.
She flushed deeper and counted backward from 10.